that's also very strong about that. See, I would say too, for my thinking, I think the Chinese people is same like a Jewish people. They are a little more strong into an intermarriage than the Caucasian people.
They are strong against?
Against, more strong against intermarriage than the Caucasian.
Why do you suppose that's the case?
Well, they probably due to our background, family training, and the racial prejudice against people in America and the children.
Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons as their Chinese-born parents?
I would say in the before World War II, I would say definitely so. But of course, like now, changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did many parents feel that it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn their language?
I would say yes. A lot of, in the old days, every parents liked to have the children go to Chinese school, learn their language. That's the reason why you had the Chinese school in Los Angeles. Before, I remember, they do had 4 or 5 Chinese school in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
During 1938 in the early 40s. Some sponsored by the Presbyterian Church, Congregational Church, naturally also the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I did attend one of the schools, which I didn't feel like it.
Which one?
The Chinese school. School.
Benevolent Association?
Yeah, sponsored.
Why didn't you like it, and when did you attend?
Well, I attend, I would say, after a couple of months I arrived here. The reason I didn't like it, because you can see, you go to school from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then come back hardly any time, then you got 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You're dead. Left you and nothing for yourself. And besides, I speak in because I'm coming from China.
Yeah.
The school they teaching over here, I already know more everything already.
Then why did you go?
My father forced me to go.
How long did you stay?
Oh, I would say about 6 months. Then I quit and go get a job.
Did you ask your children to go to a Chinese school?
Yes, I when my children were young, I tried to encourage my children go to Chinese school, because I believe no matter what, any language you learn will help you when you, in your future, when you grow up in this world.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, me, I feel, I feel that it did great help me to do what kind of job I have to do. I can speak Cantonese. I wish I could speak Mandarin. It'd be that much better.
How many people went back to China, would you say, before World War II, came here, lived for a while, and went back?
I would say almost 100% of those people do, one way or another. For those few who didn't go back, not because they didn't want to, because financially it's not impossible, not possible for them to go.
I see. What about schools in China? Did many parents send their children back to China to study in the Chinese universities?
For the wealthy one, yes. In fact, for most the well-to-do parents, majority of case, they send their children back to Chinese school like the Lingnan University in Kangchao, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I see. How many percent would you say of the parents send their children back to the universities?
Gee, that's hard to put down.
Did you say a majority or a minority?
I would say the majority of the well-to-do. But the percentage of the well-to-do is hard to...
I see.
It is definitely. You see?
Yeah. Did you go and see any movies where there were Chinese portrayed in them?
What do you mean?
World War II. You know, roles for Chinese, for instance, The Good Earth or...
Yes, I see. Not too many, but too many to see some. Yeah, to see some of the Chinese movies.
They were American movies with Chinese characters.
Right.
What did you think of them?
Well, I don't think much of them because usually those movies are always take so the worst part of the Chinese culture. Let's put it that way.
Why?
That's some question. I had no idea why, but it seems to be any time when they do a Chinese movie, they also all do take the Chinese Tong people, killer, all opium, smoking opium, or so forth like that. All a woman, prostitute, Chinese woman.
Did you make any protest?
Disgrace to our culture that way. No, I didn't do any protest because in those days we are either too young or too poor to do any protesting. It's a hopeless situation.
Did anybody else protest?
I'm sure that some of the people that through the Chinese organization to protest, but to no avail.
I see. What about the people did you know of anyone who were, say, embarrassed because of the way they were treated, or perhaps because they were being portrayed negatively on film, or any reason?
Oh, yes, I would say you talk to the older generation, the one like now, say 50 to say 60, age and up,
mm-hmm.
those groups.
Yeah.
I would say they all protest. They all expressing they don't like it.
No, were they embarrassed, in other words?
I would say they are embarrassed.
To be Chinese?
And anger.
Oh, embarrassed because of the way the film.
Yeah, right.
But what about as an ethnic group? Did you ever hear anyone say that they wish they weren't Chinese because they weren't getting jobs the way they wanted or anything like that?
No, I never see a Chinese say anything. They are embarrassing to be a Chinese. Because of Chinese culture, we have a lot of pride to be in Chinese. We don't like to be mistreated or any sort like that, but we never feel that just because we're Chinese, we like to change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I never heard anybody express that.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
What kind of job?
Mm-hmm. Perfect jobs.
You're talking about...
Before?
Well, in those days, it's not too many job open for the Chinese. Of course, most perfect job in those, in the old days, they would like to be a proprietor. In other words, they open a little business themselves. Even though it's a small restaurant or even a small hand laundry or else a little tea shop or so forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of people would like to do that.
Have their own business.
Yeah, have their own business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about for their children? Do they want their children also to be a proprietor?
Well, in the old days, in those days, under before World War II, I don't know what the parents think. Naturally,
what did your father want
most,
to be?
Well, my father, let's put it this way, they want me to go to school and get an education and hoping that Tom will get us with the education, we can be do better than what they do before, which turned out to be they are right.
Did they express any preference for any kind of profession?
No, I don't think my father or any parent really can express what kind of profession their children want. All they know, they want their children to go to school and get educated. And by going to school educated, you can think for yourself what you want to go to do.
Mm-hmm. When did you start working in your field, which I assume is insurance?
Oh, I would say started in 1949. That's in my senior year in USC.
Were there many Chinese in your field?
When I started, not too many. I would say a handful. A handful.
What got you interested in doing it?
What?
What got you interested in getting into insurance?
Well, purely it's economical, try to make a living. I would say I got involved is really in by accident because I was trained is a major in foreign trade and minor in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated, you know, being just graduated young, really, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Of course, in that time, I could have wanted to look for Internal Revenue because I was offered a job as an auditor for Internal Revenue.
That was considered rather a prestigious job, wasn't it?
Well, right after that, during war and education, we are people, the American firm, usually looking for Chinese in those days. And they, like the government, they, same like now, they go to university looking for a graduate who for job.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't because in that time my father was against it that I could go. I go to work for the government. And happened, I got an uncle. Distant uncle, rather, is accountant by the name of Kelvin Chang.
Yes.
Yes. Now, my father encouraged me, said, why do you go book for government? Why don't you go in with Mr. Kelvin Chang and see what you like or not?
Mm-hmm.
So, due to my father's extension, I went to work for Mr. Kelvin Chang.
And you liked it?
I didn't like it because the pay is awful cheap. In those days, of course, Mr. Chang in those days doesn't make as that much money either.
He had his own practice.
Yeah, he had his own practice. In the Yishan Chang.
Yeah. But in the before World War II, he was there?
No, in World War II, he was in First Street, then he moved out to what's the BC Market, now torn down now.
Mm-hmm.
There. because he couldn't pay me that much. In other words, he couldn't afford to pay me and make himself a living. So when I got involved with him, I couldn't figure. I said, well, how in the world am I going to make a living this way?
You were going to SC at the same time or working part-time?
No, I was graduate before.
Yes.
I graduated before I went to work for you.
Did you take the job as the Internal Revenue Auditor?
I didn't. I wish I could. I did before.
I see.
In those days, but I didn't change my mind. I didn't go, so I went to work for Mr. Chang.
And
by working for him, I think since he couldn't afford to pay me enough to support me, how in the world I could make any money myself? So, but when I keep in book for him, I noticed insurance. Everybody buy insurance. Then it dawns on me, he said, why in the world I go get myself an insurance license and try to sell insurance to make money besides working for
him?
Yeah, he was an accountant.
Right.
And in those days, well few Chinese in insurance field. The biggest agent who handled the Chinese in the central area anyway is Mr. Menahau and Son. Menahau and Son.
An American.
Yeah, American, Dodge. And
Dodge?
Yeah, he's an American Dodge, you know.
Dealer?
No. Yeah. So
he's a car dealer?
No. Netherlands people, Holland people.
Oh, excuse me.
Dutch.
Dutch,
yeah.
And he didn't speak Chinese then?
No, he don't speak Chinese. But one way or another, he care to take care of the Chinese people in the insurance field. That's why he got such a big insurance agency. And
how do you spell Melon now?
Mendel? MINDERHOUT. Menderhout.
So when did you start your own practice in the insurance selling?
I started around right off the, after I got out of school, I would say between 1950 and 51. Then I got into it.
Did you work for another firm before you?
No, I was still working with Mr. Chang.
Oh, but you sold insurance
and
part-time.
And selling insurance inside.
I see. Mm-hmm. And then when did you open your own insurance agency?
Well,
did you do that?
I worked with Mr. Chang almost up to, let's see, I would say till 1958 or 59.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got in my own.
The few people that were involved, you said there were a few Chinese in the insurance field?
Oh yes. Some before me, some after me, like for instance, like Mr. C.K. Lam, Mr. Albert Heng.
He was before you?
Oh, yes, he was older. And also Mr. Louis On, which is Mr. Phoebe On, Phoebe Louis' husband.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mr. Henry Cobb, Mr. Henry Wu, or Mr. Samuel Tang. There are quite a few.
I see.
Because right now, a lot of them semi-retired, a lot of them retired.
Mm-hmm. And then more people got into your field later on.
Yes, I would say a lot of them get
in. In your leisure time, did you associate mostly with people you knew in your own field, or?
No, not necessary. Due to I pretty much involved all my life within the, you know, it's the Chinese society.
The business sector of the Chinese community?
Yeah, business sector, also the Minerva Association, my family association, the Chinese citizen, you know, Chinese American Citizen Alliance group. And in fact, very rarely I do involve with the people in my own profession. Of course, we are good, we are friends. We all belong to different clubs together.
Which clubs do you
well,
belong
like
to?
The Chinese Citizen, Chinese American Citizen Alliance, like the American Legion, and like the Chinese Benevolent Association.
Well, I meant social clubs, like country clubs and that sort of thing.
No, I don't.
Tennis clubs.
I don't belong to those kind of, I don't have time.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have...
End of tape 2, side A, Jimmy D. Jung. Of A.